Let me just interrupt you 1 second, because Gina Miller is with us now. Gina, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. So what have you established, Gina? What did you ask and what have you established?
Well, the two legal questions we asked, one was, were the government going to use either the royal prerogative or the Henry VIII powers? So we were questioning which legal authority they were using to make this payment. And the second
this
question
is the billion pound, the £1 billion funding.
Yes, exactly. So not the agreement. It was actually about the payment, not the agreement. And the second question we asked was whether or not the payment would contravene the Equalities Act. Now, on the Equalities Act question, they said no, it didn't. But what was shocking to us is they came back on the authority question and said, no, we're not using the royal prerogative or the Henry VIII powers, so you have no case. It's because it needs parliamentary authority and no timetable has been set, which was stunning to us because that's the first time we've ever heard that. And we weren't aware that, and we couldn't find that anywhere. I can't find it in Hansard. I can't find it anywhere. It's not been mentioned, as far as we are aware, anywhere.
So what is this? Spell it out, Gina, what you think this means. You know, the country's listening to you now. The people of Northern Ireland are listening to you. The people who are expecting this £1 billion to be pumped into Northern Ireland, what does this mean?
This means it's not a done deal, and it's not a question of merely a formality. It means it will have to have a vote and a debate. It will have to have a debate and a vote in Parliament before that money can be released.
Yeah, but the Conservatives and the DUP have the numbers to push it through.
But the DUP and the Conservatives on their own could do. But what if some of the Conservatives who are unhappy with this deal, such as the Scottish Conservatives, or perhaps some of the other Conservatives who feel that the UK deserves as much of this money, that's unfair that that an additional amount of money is going to Northern Ireland. So it can be quite disruptive. And, you know, we all have to question whether the DUP should be allowed to vote on this anyway. Is it not a conflict of interest for them to be voting on money that will come to Northern Ireland?
Well, of course they can vote on it. Nobody can stop them voting on it.
No, nobody can stop them. But I'm just saying that's just a question. That's an aside. But from a legal point of view, nobody can stop them. You're absolutely right. But it is this idea that the government have never mentioned this before. They made it sound as though it was a foregone conclusion that the money would be released once the agreement was signed.
And you're telling us it's not. What about this timetable? No timetable's been set.
That's right, because the timetable, because normally when you're going to have a debate in Parliament, it would be timetabled in to if it's going to be debated as part of the estimates bill or the finance bill or the budget. But that was a shock to us as well, to say that they haven't even come up with a timetable. So what they were trying to say to me, well, and the other litigant claimant, is that there's no point you going to court and bringing an action because we haven't even decided a timetable. Which, again, was a massive surprise to us.
The DUP's Nigel Dodds was speaking to the BBC on Friday of last week. And Nigel Dodds has assured the public that this money will be coming to Northern Ireland as soon as possible to address people's needs. But what does as soon as possible mean?
He
said if the DUP... He was asked if the DUP had set a deadline for the delivery of the cash. Mr. Dodds replied that his party was in constant contact with the government at the highest levels. He said senior ministers knew the DUP's position very well, and there is no doubt about what's going to happen regarding the financial package. So I don't hear anywhere in that Nigel Dodds able to say, yes, there is a hard deadline. And why isn't there one?
I find all of this, and all the questions you're asking are absolutely right, because one of the questions that I think the answer that we've got from the government in writing, the legal letter we've received back from them, throws into question is, did the DUP know that it needed parliamentary authority and it wasn't timetabled? You have to ask if they're the innocent party, because they don't seem to be aware, and it's a question you'd have to put to them, if they don't seem to be aware of this legal response that we've got from the government.
Well, they're aware now, insofar as we'll ask them the questions this morning. Were the DUP aware that there was no deadline? Were the DUP aware that this needed, this essentially needs a parliamentary vote, right?
Yes, parliamentary authority, so in whatever form that is, and also that it hasn't been timetabled.
When's the soonest that Parliament could vote on this?
Well, I've looked, and we've looked through the legislative programme of this Parliament that's sitting, and we can't see any space. could possibly be put into the budget, but the budget won't be till November, and this government in Westminster is asking the DUP to vote with it as from now, as you know, today on the withdrawal bill, when there's no guarantee that that budget will go through in November. So it seems to all be the wrong way round.
Okay, Gina Miller, thank you very much indeed. Well, this is taking a new twist this morning, isn't it? And a very interesting twist indeed.